Yeah, when I was talking about being inside Unity, then I was not talking about like the community or something like this, but like following the Unity vision and mission. And that does not mean that like everybody in the world is in the Unity Slack or something like this, or you have to interact with everyone who is part of the Unity or is following the Unity vision and mission, because that will also be kind of a force, because then you don't really serve the term anymore, because then you would have to interact with everyone, and you cannot choose it anymore. But I think like with the things we are doing, we are always, yeah, depends on how we are doing them, doing some kind of implicit exclusion, like not those explicit ones, like banning people from Slack or something, but usually the ex implicit exclusion, like saying, okay, like please everybody talk English, so then people who cannot speak English, they don't understand it anymore and will probably leave, or the people who want to use money, if they like say, okay, you cannot use money here, then yeah, maybe I should go somewhere else and don't spend my time with you. And I don't know. So, I mean, there's a lot of implicit exclusion going on. Also, I think that Lamaching was criticized a lot for this implicit exclusion, that people who don't want to Lamash, they're basically falling out of the community. So, yeah, but on the other hand, I mean, how should we measure this at all? Because if people don't interact with us because they are maybe not speaking our language, how should we even measure the exclusion or inclusion, even if they are following the Unity vision and mission? So maybe Roby is totally following the Unity vision and mission, so he's actually a part of Unity, but he's maybe not communicating with every one of us because we just don't have him in Slack anymore. I don't know. So this is not easy to describe, because like we usually say, okay, the people who are communicating with each other actively are part of Unity. And I don't think that's completely false, but it cannot also be the whole truth. Maybe every one of us has a different unity or a circle of unity around him, and we can try to describe it and try to find what unifies those circles of unity, and maybe find a way to, yeah, to make it as open as possible. So, for example, for me, everybody who's working on food saving tools is a part of unity in some way, or everybody who is food sharing, like actively food sharing, is part of Unity, but maybe I don't know them, so it's like quite a broad question. So I usually feel a bit strange when people say, okay, yeah, no, yeah, I don't want to be part of this Unity, but I still want to do the things that you do. I don't know. So basically describing, yeah, you're new to Unity, let me show our wiki and maybe our Slack or something like this. I mean, this is more this project mindset, but it's not so much the movement or network mindset. Of course, when you want to work together on something, then you need to introduce those people to something, but that's something else than this movement or network that wants to reach the whole world. I think that's also as interesting thing for Glocal. I don't know how this actually should work, because I mean they seem to want something like this, like being kind of a project but actively on the or active on the whole world with everyone. I don't know. It's kind of interesting how this can go together, because usually being in a project means some kind of indoctrination. So you have to follow the same vision, you have to work together, because like if you're inside a project but actually not communicating because you don't want to use the same software or the same communication tools, I think then you are not really part of the same project. So I think Unity as a project is split up in many sub-projects, but maybe Unity as a network is still one thing.